Dr. Hambiter Klangenau and Gina, H-E-Y-N. G-I-N-A, last name H-E-Y-N, date of birth 1-20-11-2176, dictation 9-26-2024. Patient presents for follow-up for a motor vehicle accident several months ago, not being seen. For the past few months, states that she had a ruptured appendix, which required her to be in the hospital for extended stay and off and on, with multiple follow-ups with various doctors because of pain and complications in her stomach. States also she has required psychiatric neurological care for a history of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, as well as other neurological symptoms she feels are related to her MVA. Presently still under the care of a neurologist. Period, has seen a psychiatrist in the past, Dr. Champagne in the Woodlands, but is not able to see her now because of cost of visits. Period, has multiple other issues also described, but not related to MVA. Psychiatrist recommended a pain doctor for her to see, but was unable to do that because of expense. Patient seen today, as above, with complaints of moderate to severe continued neck and back pain, which she's had since the accident. She had complaints of left shoulder pain, still present, but seemed to be better, with abnormal MRI before showing evidence of tendon injury and minor dislocation of AC joint, which she states is now improved. With continued large severe neck and back pain, has been taking different medications, from different doctors, including Tylenol number 3 for pain, gabapentin for neurological symptoms and pain, as well as Flexeril, F-L-E-X-E-R-I-L, which was given to her before. Period. Presently is not taking any anti-inflammatories. She says she had physical therapy for several weeks with complaints of increased pain in her lower back without further evaluation. Follow up here because of abdominal complications with ruptured appendix, past medical history as above, history of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, now with history of chronic pain, history of recent ruptured appendix several months ago, with multiple admissions and additional evaluations, being seen at different urgent cares and emergency rooms, with repeat CAT scans, apparently, with repeat CAT scans performed with results unknown, without additional surgery, family history, complaints of extreme stress, taking care of autistic child, with medical problems, as well as her husband, who is having cardiac problems that have complicated and made her life very difficult. Social history as above. Review the symptoms. Correct, review of symptoms down above. Well, let me go ahead and put it in. Excuse me. Review of symptoms as above with problems related to PTSD, as well as she had has had problems as above with complications with chronic pain, with residual from MVA, physical examination, general appearance appears to be in mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck with tenderness to the right and left paracervical region extending into the left suprascapular area with painful range of motion of neck, back with tenderness to the lower lumbar spine and midline and paralumbar area extending into left upper buttocks. Lungs cut off, shaking, percussion, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without ganymede or tenderness, but protuberant with multiple surgical scars with abdominal examination. Protuberant with multiple surgical scars with diffuse tenderness without rebound or rigidity. Extremities. Pain to lower back with leg elevation. Without radiculopathy, describes pain in left hip with rotation of left upper leg. Neurological exam as above. Impression. Follow-up MVA with left shoulder injury with prior abnormal MRI with cervical and lumbar injuries with continued pain, with discomfort, with limited benefit from physical therapy given before, without follow-up because of other medical and surgical problems now seen today. Plan patient to continue routine follow-up with to see neurologist for some of her medical problems. Taken Tylenol with codeine before, given to her by other physicians, currently not taken. Say she has not been able to follow up with a psychiatrist because of cost. Patient will be given injections of dexamethasone 10 milligrams and Toradol 60 milligrams today with a prescription for Flexeril, Meloxicam, and Madrigal dose pack to continue with recommended follow-up in two to four weeks for further evaluations. X-rays were taken in the office today of the neck and the cervical and lumbar spines without definite abnormality visualized. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.